Education transforms perception into knowledge. Understanding how our brains form and recall memories is key to effective learning. Memories begin when neurons connect and send signals to our brains. For instance, remembering your first day at school happens when these neurons create a network called synapses. Each time we recall a memory, these synapses strengthen, making it easier to remember. Interestingly, memories aren't stored in a single tangled mass. Different types of memories form in different parts of the brain. This process helps us recall information faster and more clearly over time. The part of the brain responsible for creating new memories, like remembering someone's name, is called the hippocampus. Interestingly, even if someone loses their hippocampus, they can still recall old memories. These older memories are stored in another part of the brain called the neocortex, which is further divided into sections for movement control and visual processing. When you think back to a memory, your brain searches for where that sensory information is stored. For instance, if you vividly remember the color of your school hallway, that memory is stored in the visual processing area of your neocortex. Memories that involve various stimuli, like colors, smells, or textures, are stored across different brain regions. More connections across these regions mean better recall of those memories. A good night's sleep enhances learning and memory retention. Why is sleep important? Despite what you might think, sleeping isn't just a waste of time for busy people. Your brain must create and solidify memories. Although we don't fully grasp how sleep affects our bodies and brains, studies show it helps us understand and remember information better. In a study, participants were split into two groups to do a memory task. Each group saw pairs of differently colored eggs with specific ranks. Later, they were tested to see how much of the ranking they could recall. But here's the twist. One group slept before the test, while the other group did not. The results were eye-opening. The group that slept remembered a remarkable 93% of the rankings, whereas the group that stayed awake only remembered 69%. This highlights just how crucial sleep is for memory and learning. Sleep is crucial, but different sleep stages matter for various tasks. Your sleep pattern changes throughout the night, so knowing when to sleep is key for studying effectively. For retaining facts, the early hours of sleep are essential, so if you're studying vocabulary, it's best to go to bed early. On the other hand, creative thinking requires REM sleep, which occurs mostly in the early morning. So, it's okay to stay up late to study creatively as long as you get some sleep before sunrise. Now that you understand how sleep affects memory, let's explore ways to learn faster and more effectively in the next sections. Vary your study routine to enhance memory retention. In school, teachers often recommend setting aside a specific time for studying without distractions. However, it's not just distractions that impact our ability to learn. The environment where we study also plays a crucial role in how well we remember information. When we study, our brains pick up on environmental cues, such as the room's smell or the comfort of our chair. These details aren't just incidental. They actively contribute to our ability to recall what we've learned. For instance, in an experiment, participants learned words while different types of music played in the background. When tested later, they remembered twice as many words if the same music was played during the study session. This experiment highlights how our study environment can aid memory retrieval. Thus, where and how we study can significantly influence how much we retain. Change your study environment for better retention. To ensure you can recall information in any situation, consider varying your study environment. Since you can't recreate your study space during exams, try altering your study routine instead. For instance, alternate between taking notes on a computer and by hand. You could also switch up your locations, like studying outside one day and in your kitchen the next. These small changes help store the information in different parts of your brain, boosting retention. Study in intervals for long-term memory. Cramming leads to forgetting. Are you someone who crams all your studying into the night before a test? While it might help you in the short term, it's not the best way to retain information long term. To really remember what you learn, it's better to space out your study sessions over time. This is known as the spacing effect. Imagine meeting a new neighbor at a party and trying to remember their name. Even if you hear it a few times that night, you'll likely forget it by the time you leave. But if you hear their name again a few days later, maybe when they introduce themselves to someone else, that repetition helps reinforce your memory. This strengthens the connections in your brain, making it easier to remember the name later on. To remember information better, you don't need to study more. Just use the spacing effect. Suppose you have a test in 2 weeks and plan to study for 9 hours. Instead of cramming 9 hours the day before the test, split it into 3 hours over 3 different days. This way, you'll remember more without extra study time, simply by spreading it out better. Quizzing yourself and explaining to others cements your knowledge. When you explain something to others, you actually learn more yourself. It's better than just reading because it helps you remember information. If you really want to understand what you've learned, don't just read it over and over. Instead, test yourself actively. One great way is to teach someone else about it. When you put in the effort to explain a topic, your brain makes stronger connections between the things you know. This makes it easier and quicker to remember later on. But what if you don't have anyone to explain to? Even testing yourself before you know much about a topic can improve how well you understand it later on. Guesses on tests can boost future scores. Imagine taking a multiple-choice test on a subject you know nothing about. You'd probably guess wrong a lot, right? Surprisingly, this actually helps you do better on similar questions later. Psychologists at UCLA had students answer questions on a topic they'd learn about weeks later. After the test, students were given the correct answers. At the end of the semester, students scored 10% higher on questions related to those they guessed on at the start. So, guessing wrong now can help you get it right in the future. Interruptions can aid learning instead of hindering progress. Procrastination affects almost everyone. We delay tasks, get distracted easily, and rush to finish them later. But this habit can be avoided. Some people think it's best to start and finish a project immediately to get it off their minds. However, spreading out a project over time allows for interruptions and is better for learning. With more time, we can think creatively, generate new ideas, and remember what we've learned. What's the point of doing a project if we don't remember the results? In a study, participants were given small tasks like completing a crossword. Researchers occasionally interrupted them, preventing some tasks from being finished. The researcher asked subjects to list their assignments and found they remembered unfinished tasks better. This means interruptions can make you remember projects more effectively. Interrupted projects often stay in your memory and may spark new ideas. Also, taking breaks while solving problems helps you see them from a fresh perspective. Interruptions let you drop fixed ideas and view the project with new eyes. So if you're stuck on a math problem, take a break, go for a walk, and try again later. Often you'll find solutions when you're not actively thinking about the problem, as insights can come unexpectedly. Practice different skills at once for better memory retention. If you've ever had tennis lessons, your coach likely stressed the importance of repeating things over and over to get better, like practicing your backhand drive repeatedly. But is this really the best way to learn? Not really. Research shows that mixing things up actually works better than just focusing on one thing. For example, in one study, kids were split into 2 groups to learn how to toss a bean bag while blindfolded. One group practiced with one target 3 feet away, while the other group had two targets, one at 2 feet and another at 4 feet. After 6 sessions, both groups tried hitting a single target 3 feet away. Interestingly, the second group outperformed the first, despite never practicing with the 3-foot target. Why? Their diverse training helped them develop a general beanbag tossing skill adaptable to any distance. Adding variety to your training can better prepare you for unexpected situations. This variation forces you to think more and work harder, leading to greater improvement from repetition. How can you apply this to your schoolwork? Change up your study methods regularly. This approach increases the chances you'll use the skill in different contexts. For example, when studying geometry, don't just read about the Pythagorean theorem. Practice applying it in various ways. By doing this, you'll be more prepared for exams with unfamiliar questions that require using the theorem in different scenarios. Perceptual intuition separates key facts from surrounding information noise. How does a baseball player decide quickly whether to swing at a fastball? It's about perceptual learning, which helps in making quick judgments. This skill isn't innate, but can be developed through practice and experience. For instance, novice pilots find airplane cockpits overwhelming with many instruments. In contrast, experienced pilots have mastered visual perception. They quickly interpret instrument readings because they've spent time understanding how they work and what's crucial. This ability to make fast, accurate judgments isn't just for pilots. Baseball players, through practice, learn to focus on essential cues like the ball's speed and trajectory. This skill, called perceptual learning, enables them to react swiftly and effectively in their environment. Build perceptual intuition. We can learn to focus on important information and ignore what's unnecessary, building perceptual intuition with practice. Perceptual learning modules help with this. These are pictures or short videos that train students to make quick judgments about specific stimuli. In one study, medical students were shown pictures of different skin rashes and asked to quickly identify the type. Over time, they developed an intuitive ability to recognize dermatological issues. By using perceptual learning models in your studies, you can also start building your perceptual intuition. Key points. 1. Memories form when brain connections strengthen through repeated recall, stored in different brain areas for faster retrieval. 2. Sleep improves memory retention, with early sleep aiding facts and later REM sleep boosting creativity. 3. Changing your study environment helps your brain link information to multiple contexts, improving recall. 4. Spacing study sessions over time strengthens memory better than cramming all at once. 5. Teaching or testing yourself reinforces knowledge, and even wrong guesses improve learning later. 6. Taking breaks or allowing interruptions sparks creativity and helps you retain unfinished tasks better. 7. Mixing skills or study methods boosts adaptability and prepares you for unexpected challenges.